We're celebrating 20 years of Good Morning Angels by bringing you the stories of some of the lives you have changed with kindness, love, and selflessness in their own voices. This is the legacy of Good Morning Angels, changing lives since 2005.
Hello, I'm Tanya Kuhn. I am the friend and legal representative of Alison Botha. I was on Good Morning Angels in October 2024 on Alison's behalf, and this is our story. So about 30 years ago, Alison was in her late 20s, and she and her friends had a lovely evening playing games. She took her friend home, and when she went back to her house, she was abducted at knife point by a man who then took her to another place where he picked up another man, and they then drove to a remote place where they throttled her, raped her, disemboweled her, and also almost decapitated her by cutting her throat. Alison was extremely brave. She decided that she's going to survive this. And she, in fact, after being left for dead, she wrote their names in the sand. And I think that just speaks volumes of the incredible perseverance and the absolute guts that Alison showed on that evening. And she wrote their names in the sand, and as well as a message to her mom saying, "I love mom." And then she made the decision that she would survive this. When they departed and left her there, they threw out one of her shirts. So she took the shirt to put her bowels in the shirt because she felt this mass on the ground and then realized it was actually her intestines. And when she started crawling, she realized that there was something wrong with her neck. And in fact, her head flipped backwards because the cuts were so deep. So what she had to do, and she would keep on losing consciousness, she would crawl at times, holding up her neck, and at the same time trying to keep her bowels in. And she managed to crawl to the side of the road, where then the rest is history, where she was found by a passerby, which is Dr. Tian Ehlert. He was a veterinary student who then subsequently changed course and became a doctor, a medical doctor.
What helped me to survive? I mean, apart from the miracles and for whatever reason, the Lord wanting me to live that night, I think my inner strength comes from this belief that I have and desire that there is more for me to do in this lifetime. I know the night of my attack, I just didn't want to die because I felt I could do life better if I had another chance, kind of thing. And I think every time that you believe in yourself and find that inner strength to persevere, then it gets easier the next time.
Alison's medical situation has always been problematic since the attack on her. So all those medical issues are still a part of her daily life. And with her recently having the brain aneurysm, it's just exacerbated her medical conditions. So she has those conditions. She's constantly having to go back to the doctors because there's always an infection that's threatening. So Alison is undergoing psychological counseling as well because she's never had the opportunity to actually deal with the trauma of the attack of 30 years ago because of finances, of course. So as far as her current condition is concerned, we are concerned, but at the same time, extremely surprised. We shouldn't be, but at the rate that she is recovering. So she is doing well, but she's very far from being the Alison that we all know.
Well, I tell you, this recent burst brain aneurysm caught me by surprise too. It gave absolutely no warning except headaches that I was having beforehand, but I've always suffered from headaches ever since my attack that I've always just put down to the neck injury and stress and that kind of thing. But this was completely out of left field. The likelihood of me recovering, or the likelihood of me surviving, was at one point doubtful, but then of course my recovery was also doubtful. My mother has great faith, and at the time of my attack in 1994, she would not receive any bad news from the doctors. She believed I would make it, and I did, miraculously. And she did that again now with the aneurysm.
I can't thank Good Morning Angels enough for the opportunity, giving us visibility, talking about Alison, and getting the message out there to the public. The help that Good Morning Angels gave, and because of them, the public all coming and buying into the idea of helping Alison was absolutely phenomenal. It means that she's got medical assistance, and her medical condition requires basically on a weekly basis, there are needs. So those needs are being met. We also, but because of the fund, we also every month pay a stipend to her for food. So every single daily necessity is being taken care of. And all of that is because of the platform that Good Morning Angels gave us.
The support that I received from family and friends, but it's the public that just always blows me away of how many people hold me with such care and such love and want to help me. The Angel Network, how you guys contributed so much to the fund that they started for my medical care. It all happened without me being aware of it, which is a beautiful thing, actually, when you think of it. It wasn't me asking. It was other people who knew what I was going to need. And to know that that was all happening while I was fighting for my life, basically, is beyond words. I have no way of saying thank you to each one of you. My family, I know at the time, just to know that I was going to be, I was going to be able to receive the medical care that I needed with those funds. So thank you.
Not only did Alison receive physical support, but she also received emotional support and psychological support because she needed to know how to deal with her new reality.
I suppose everyone's got their own definition of what an angel is. But for me, an angel is someone that you don't really know is there. So they're in the background. They are helping without you really knowing. And I think we all have those people in our lives who are the angels, who are doing the things in the background that are aiding you and helping you and just quietly and unceasingly. And I have many of those people that I don't even know. And I am immensely grateful and thankful for every single one of them.
The responsibility to protect women in South Africa rests on everybody's shoulders. I would say especially on the men, because yes, there are men that are abused or victimized, but it lies with the men. It lies with respect. We need to respect women. We need to respect each other. It lies in education. We need to educate at a very young age our boys and our girls. What does it mean? What is violence? What is abuse? We need to educate them about their rights. What can they do? Grooming, you know, kids don't know what it is. So we need to educate them about their rights. And it's also very important that victims need somebody to hold their hand. And I've realized with everybody that I represent, the importance of them having somebody that's going to hold their hand. They don't only need an attorney. They need somebody that's going to guide them. And basically, they want to be sure that they fight for justice for their loved one, that somebody else is taking the hands and walking that road with them.
Listen to Breakfast with myself, Martin Bester, to hear more of the voices of Good Morning Angels over the past 20 years. To watch the videos of these inspiring stories, go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on jacarandafm.com. And you can download the weekly podcast on Jackpot.